Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around the school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 91.7WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found. Hi, and welcome back to the 91.7 WEEM WEEM Weekly Podcast. This is episode 4, and I'm here with
Rob Claxton.
And I'm going to be asking Frau Claxton some questions about homecoming, as it is homecoming week and we are getting towards the end of it. So what dress-up day are you most excited for?
I guess I was most excited about yesterday's dress-up day, which was the Guess Who version, or mm-hmm. No, the celebrity version of Guess Who. Only nobody knew who I was.
Oh, it was the Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
I knew the movie. I've never watched it, but I've seen it before when scrolling through Disney Plus.
Yeah, I kind of like that outfit. So I was like, oh, whatever. I'll get a new dress. And, yeah.
What is a part of homecoming that you look forward to every year?
Oh, gosh. Well, I haven't missed the parade in a really, really long time. So I guess I look forward to that. We kind of have a tradition to like run over after the parade to get a K-burger. And then I definitely want to catch the band. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if the game's going good, we might stick around longer. And if it's not, then we might go home. But yeah, I think those three things, the K-burger, the band, and the parade are my favorite part.
Do you usually go with friends or family or with the teachers?
I usually go with my husband, who's also a teacher. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes my mom and dad, we've got some friends in town, and we might meet up at their house and watch the parade from there.
Yeah. What is your favorite homecoming theme that you've seen?
Oh, gosh. The superhero one's always funny because everybody has like lots of superhero t-shirts and costumes and things like that. And I'm actually kind of partial to this one because it was the theme when my daughter was a senior. It just kind of reminds me of that.
It was definitely a good theme. It's a lot of fun and it's super easy.
Yeah. And the floats, the ideas for the floats are good.
Totally. Year. And especially since it's very, I don't know. And I don't feel like a lot of people play board games anymore. So it's kind of like nostalgic.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Why do you think that homecoming is so important for people?
You know, it's not for everybody, but here it is really, really important. It's just such a cool tradition. It wasn't a big deal at my high school. If it was a big deal at my university, I wasn't aware. But here it's different. Like everybody's really excited. It's sort of like the week before vacation. Like everybody's just kind of excited, a little bit riled up. And then by the time Friday rolls around, like it's just fun. Everybody seems like they're happy and like feeling like we're all part of something together. Yeah. And that's, it's special. It's not like that everywhere.
Yeah. And it's especially fun since I think that like it's a break from all the work. It's like something fun to do. Something fun to
see. That's right. It brings us together in a way that's not related to class and not related to our sports team. It brings us all together as one. Yeah.
And then I know you talked about your high school. Did you go to Pendleton Heights?
No, I went to Highland in Anderson, which is now a middle school, but it was a high school back then.
Did your daughter go?
She came here, yeah. Mariel was, all three of my kids went to Pendleton. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite outfit that you've worn this week?
Well, the Freaky Friday outfit. I'm really loving today because I'm wearing jeans with my IU shirt, which seems like everybody's been wearing lots of IU shirts. I haven't seen very much black and gold, so I mean, that doesn't make me sad either. So,
yeah. Mr. Whitehair would not like if you said that.
I was thinking of Mr. Klipsch when I said it, actually.
It was like a shrine over there, I swear. Are you sponsoring or helping out with anything for homecoming this year?
The only thing I've done is to help Mrs. Anderson, who's one of the junior class sponsors, to make sure that her son gets over while they're doing float building. But my husband and I are planning on riding on the Pendleton Elementary float and throwing out candy. So, that's really my big participation this year.
Does your husband work at the Pendleton, I'm guessing?
Oh, he teaches computers or STEM, I guess they call it nowadays, in the elementary school. So, and he doesn't usually ride on the float, but, you know, this year he just decided it would be kind of fun to do that.
Yeah.
So we'll be throwing candy from the float.
All right. I totally forgot what I was about to say. Do you match with other teachers for homecoming or?
Yeah, sometimes. One year they did like some sort of Disney something and I came as Cruella de Vil. And then all my other middle school colleagues came as the Dalmatians,
mm-hmm.
which was actually, that's probably my favorite one that I ever did. I had a black streak in my white hair for weeks afterwards.
Oh, wow.
It was fun. But this week, the only thing we had in common was that everybody had ponchos. We're going to wear our ponchos one day, but I don't know.
For what day?
Like retiree day. Like this day was supposed to be your future self, you know?
Yeah.
And so we were all like, yeah, at some point I'll be retired and I can just wear my pajamas and a poncho
yeah.
or whatever.
I mean, it works.
Yeah.
If you want to wear a poncho, wear a poncho.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in any of the homecoming games or want to be in any of them? I know, like those pep rally games.
The pep rally games. You know, somebody asked me if I would do the twister. I started to say mm-hmm. spinner. Couldn't remember the name of the game. And I was like, oh, gosh. Well, if you're really desperate, I'll do it. But I think there probably are better people than me because I don't know.
No.
I'm like, I don't want to hurt my shoulder.
Oh,
I don't
know. No.
But no, I haven't. I've never been called down there. We did a flash mob one time and I participated in that. But beyond that.
I don't know what a flash mob is.
You know what's that's so funny because I was mentioning something about it to someone else and I thought everybody knew because it's relatively new, but apparently it's an old thing now because you guys don't know what it is, but it's like a group of people will plan to show up someplace and sing or dance or do something that's unexpected. And
like
everyone
Christmas
else
carol.
Is there is looking around going, why are all these people dancing? And then the next thing you know, it's more people and then it's more people. And then it's like, you know, there's a few people standing around going, holy cow, I'm the only person that didn't know that you were supposed to show up at this time with a whole dance routine. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of confusion.
Yeah.
Pretty
but at
much.
First, if you're not aware that it's happening, it just seems like, what's going on? And then it's clear, like, oh, yeah. People have planned this. So, yeah, we did that once. We did a flash mob dance at one of the pep sessions. And like sectional, I don't know, pep session or something. But anyway.
Wow. Do you think that, I know that you dress up, and I know that a lot of teachers dress up. Do you think that that is one of the reasons that kids get so excited for homecoming is, you know, getting to see their teachers?
Yeah, maybe, you know, especially when somebody goes all out.
Do you have any score predictions for the game?
Ooh. All right. Yeah, I'll make a prediction. I'm going to predict 42-0.
Wow. With us winning?
With us winning, of course. Yes.
I was just making sure.
Yes.
Wow. That's a big.
Well, the first
score.
Couple of games, they held the other team scoreless. And
yeah.
I really don't know. I haven't heard anybody say anything about Delta, but they tend to not be quite as strong as some of these other teams. So
yeah.
I believe in the defense. I think they can do it.
I think we have more of a chance this year.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you wish that students were more excited for that you like love?
About homecoming?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. I want everybody to realize, you know, you've only got 4 years in high school and four homecomings to just make the most of it and enjoy yourself and have fun.
So speaking of having fun, have you have any memories of your homecomings? I know they weren't as nearly as big of a deal, but
for us, it was really all about the dance. And we would go to the football game in our dance outfits and then go to the dance afterwards. So we was a little bit less dressy mm-hmm. than what it is now. Like, by the way, I did go to my junior homecoming with my husband, and I think he had like gray jeans on or something. It wasn't very dressy. And we both wore purple. So he had like a purple shirt and I had a purple dress. And yeah, the dance was fun. We liked to dance. So
yeah.
That's probably my best memories. And I still to this day tend to like pay a whole lot of attention to the band and maybe not as much to the game.
Yeah.
So I don't remember the game per se, but the dances we always look forward to.
I feel like the game, especially, you'll hear like the next week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really, you know, I mean, the band you will hear a little bit, but you won't hear nearly as much. And yeah, but that is all the time we have. I know, went really fast, but Thank you for coming here and doing this podcast.
Thank you for having me. That was fun.
Yeah. So, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, here is a short promotion before our next interview. 91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Welcome back to another episode of WEEM Weekly. I'm Ethan Lincoln, here with
Andrea Kopansky.
And I'm going to be asking you a couple of questions about the dress-up day so far throughout the week.
Okay.
What's been your favorite dress-up day so far?
Celebrity day, like dressing up as a famous celebrity. That was my favorite.
Who did you dress up as?
He's not a celebrity, but he's a celebrity in my heart. It was Mr. Gilman, who teaches sociology and psychology.
I mean, that's close enough, right?
Yeah.
At least 20 people know who he is.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we're not going to be talking about who I dressed up as, so. Did you wear pajamas on Monday?
Yes, I did. I was so excited about it.
In case you didn't see me walk around, I wore my onesie.
I saw you in the hallway with your onesie.
I actually had an excuse that time. Are you ready for the pep rally?
No. If I wasn't in band, I'd be so excited. But no, I'm in band. I'm in marching band.
So you have to play through the whole thing?
Yep. Okay. It's not fun.
You know, I, at one point when I was leaving band, I'm like, can I just do marching band?
Nope. Just do marching band and skip everything else.
Yeah, they're like, no. Poop. I'm like, oh, no, well, I'm not doing anything.
We, as I'm speaking for the band people in marching band, we all collectively hate the pep rally. Because it's so embarrassing in a way. Not for the school, but just for the marching band itself to get out on the field and perform. We don't like it. None of us like it. I think only a couple of us actually like it, and those would be seniors. Everybody else does not enjoy it.
I think it might be worse this year because it might be wet.
Ew. No, you're right. There's going to be wet turf. Ew. Turf already, like, sticks to everything that you wear, and then it's going to be wet, and that's going to be horrible.
So, you're not excited for that.
Mm-mm. No, I'm not.
But are you going to be excited for the dress-up days next year?
There won't be a next year.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a senior.
You can just sneak in.
Nuh-uh. I was just going to say something. I can't say that. I'm not sneaking in.
You're going to be a full-grown person just walking around the high school in pajamas.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I will not be doing that.
Still on the note of dress-up days, How much time did you put into what you were going to wear?
Monday, I woke up and left my house, and that was it. I stayed in the same pajamas. Tuesday, that was a celebrity day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I pre-planned my entire outfit the night before, and I had to switch into a different pair of pants. So there were two pants total. There were two belts total. There were two shirts total. There was one tie. And I had to figure out the makeup and how to do my hair just so I could resemble Mr. Gilman.
You know, my outfit, like, I had the upper body part done, except I didn't have black leggings or a wig.
That's probably a good thing. That is probably a good thing. Wednesday was the career day. Yeah. I grabbed whatever I had in my closet that was like remotely close to career-ish. Like,
I'm a professional person.
He kind of. I put on a hoodie that had the logo of a college that I will not name because I feel like it has different opinions to that college, but it had a picture of like a college logo on it, and that was it, with leggings. And then today I put in some effort, and the heels hurt my feet, so I changed.
And then picture day got delayed.
Picture day got delayed, but even then, seniors don't have picture day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And also, I'm wearing a free shirt I got from a college I'm never going to go to. I just got it because it was a free shirt. I love it. What dress up day do you think was the hardest for you to make an outfit for?
Hardest for me to make an outfit for?
Yeah.
Mr. Gilman's. Mr. Gilman's outfit. So career day. Not career day. Oh, wow. No, celebrity day.
It could have. You could have used that for career day, too, really.
No.
You could have. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Mr. Gilman's bald. That's not going to be part of my career. Thanks, but no thanks.
Just don't wear a bald cap.
I didn't wear a bald cap, but having Mr. Gilman's outfit be my career is basically saying balding is going to be part of my career too. BT dubs. And I don't want that. Thanks, but no thanks.
So you clearly put some more time and effort into some of the days than others.
Most definitely.
Did you get any compliments or comments?
Yes, actually, I got posted on the Weem account for Tuesday's outfit. I was very happy about. I got posted.
I'm on there once, and it's this TikTok video that I will not watch. It's because I was so tired, and they want us to get in the back, jump up all excited. And I'm like, woo! And I'm just like, barely bunny hopping, and I look really weird.
Is it a reel?
No, it's in TikTok.
I'll find it.
Please don't. Anyways.
Anyway, what is your last question, good sir?
So, going back to the pep rally, you're not going to have a fun time. Do you know how long you're going to be doing stuff before you get to do fun stuff, like cheer? Like, how long are you going to be out on the field, like, before you get to sit down?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's a dumb question. I'm just ending it.
No, you're fine. I actually have no idea. I think we just go out there to play the national anthem and then we get off. But that means that we also have to get dressed. We have to wear a black shirt. We have to wear shorts that will go underneath it, get dressed, put the stupid shoes on. Those shoes are the most uncomfortable thing in the entire world. They suck. But anyway, and then we have to do warm-ups, and then we do some of drill, then we do parade block, and then we go on to the field, and then we get off the field, and then we get undressed, and then we go sit down.
All that for, like, 2 minutes.
Literally 2 minutes on the field, yep.
Well, do you have anything else you want to add?
No.
All right. Well, that's all I have. Be sure to keep listening for more interviews or tune into the next episode when it comes out. Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.